that is arrogant, and I believe, like Dick, I believe in the multiverse. I think it's not proven yet, but I don't think we're far from it.
Oh, I agree. I agree, John. We're not far from finding out. Every year we find out more and more. You know that.
Well, at the rate that we're assimilating data and not, well, gathering, and we're really way behind in analysis, just like some of that stuff, the structure of the Large Hadron Collider, all the information that we get, it takes years to go through some of that data. It's so verbose and voluminous. It's a lot of data to make sense out of, so we've got a major project ahead of us. And we're doing more and more of that every year, so it can only get worse. And without some bright students coming out of schools here, how are we going to handle it?
That's true, John. You know, everything's just been dumbed down. We really need some bright kids coming out of MIT and places like that. MIT would probably be top of the line.
Well, they're one of the better schools, without question, but we have bright children. That's never changed. We're just not educating them properly and using our system to develop their skills and their talent. You know, it's just, we've got a lot of intelligent people here in this country that could do very well, but we have a stupid education system run by very dumb people at the top, and it's not filtering down to the students. The amount of money we spend on education, we should be doing a lot better.
Oh, I agree, John. My mother was a school teacher. She taught high school math. She liked her work. She was very serious about it. She used to take papers home and mark them on a regular basis with the other teachers that didn't care. Do you know, this is before computers and printers. My mother actually bought a Pitney Bowes lexicon, and we kept it in the basement.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of teachers that are doing that to help. You know, out of their own money, they're buying things and even school supplies for the children because the morons can't even do that right. You know, what they're spending all the money on, I have no idea. Probably salaries of the upper echelon. It's not going to the teachers, and it definitely isn't going to the students.
Oh, and my mother's school, I can talk about it now, they're all dead. But in the South Bronx, there was a lot of corruption. The one of the not a guidance council or something else. He was ordering thousands of pencils into the paper and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, maybe he was a D. They could do that. But, well, yeah, it's a rotten system, and it has to change, or we're just going to go down the tubes along with the 19 trillion, soon going to 21 trillion. I mean, it's a big sign.
I know, John. I hope Trump gets in there, really. I don't know if he can do everything, but I think he'll do better.
Well, I think they're either going to have to kill him or they're going to have to destroy him. So I think it's going to get very dirty, very quick. And imagine, look at where we have, another 9 months to go, something like that. And look at what we're doing every day, every hour you're hearing about these guys. This is the only election I've known that had this kind of coverage. It's already like 6 months or 7 months of it. And we've got another 9 months to go. Wow, a lot of stuff.
No, John. What I don't like is people attacking each other verbally. Tell me what you're going to do for me and the country. Don't tell me how bad the other guy is.
Well, I believe that some people have to be attacked verbally because the people who are in charge right now are incompetent. We have some people that are very bright and probably could do a very good job, but they're not allowed to because of the system, the way it's working right now. So, yeah, they have to be insulted, not going to fisticuffs and fighting. No, that's wrong. But anybody should be able to get on a stage and speak his mind, and it doesn't matter in this country whether it's Hitler or, to appeal. They just have the right to speak. You have the right not to listen. You don't have the right to interrupt their speech and start a riot in their audience. That's wrong. But, you know, that's all those people do, a democratic attitude where they think, you know, if something doesn't, if you can't fix something, you get a bigger hammer. That's just ignorance.
AC2WGB, and we have, I'm quite scared that Heather will get it. So totally destroy the country.
Well, I think legally she's going to have issues, and I don't think she should be even running. She shouldn't be allowed to run. Of course, she hasn't been proven guilty of anything, but I think a preponderance of evidence is already there, and when they have a trial or whatever, she's not going to go to jail, no. She'll get a pardon, no matter what she did, even if she killed people. But it doesn't matter. But it would be nice, I think, if Trump gets in just for the shock value. Maybe he won't do, maybe he'll get nothing done for 4 years. What difference is that with what we have now for 7, 8 years? Nothing.
I agree, John. Well, by the way, I just figured out what. I think Eric reset the clock. How come the repeater is still on? I'm glad.
Yeah, it'll probably stay on till 1. Maybe it'll go out then because of that hour difference. But maybe everything will reset tomorrow. Don't know.
And John, in a little while, I'm going to go to bed. I take medicine, insulin, and all the good stuff that I take. So, anyway, that was a very, very educational night, as it usually is. I'd like to believe there's a God out there. I do believe in God. And I believe God is watching over us through the Son, Jesus Christ. I was never very religious, but Patty is. She went to Catholic school. So, you know, we've had discussions, and I've become religious.
Well, everybody has their own interpretation of God and what he does, and there's no explaining it, and it's a difficult subject to cover with some people, but just to think that you as a single is the most important thing in the world and all that, yeah, to your own life, of course, you got to be number one and take care of yourself, but you just can't let it end there like you're the alpha and omega. It just doesn't work that way. There's religion, there's civilizations, there's countries with different views, and apparently some countries should not be allowed to mix with other countries because they're no good at it. I believe America should go back to what it was. It can be a nasty country, a strong country, an opinionated country, but we get the job done. All these other countries have really failed in so many ways. And we're on our way to doing that, too, if it doesn't change. But we'll see what happens.
I know, John. Well, I think I told you. But if I didn't, I'll tell you now. I was born Jewish. My parents were Jewish. But in the early 50s, I was about 4 or 5 years old. My mother tried to influence me toward Judaism. And I don't know, even in those days, when I was 5 years old, I pulled away. She wanted to send me to Hebrew school. I only wanted to learn about Jesus Christ. And it troubled her. But the more I pulled, the more she tried to pull me toward Judaism, the more I pulled away, and the more interest I had in Jesus. So it's always been that way with me. When I was in my early 20s, a friend of mine got me, and we joined a Christian fellowship together, and I was baptized, and I love it. I really love it. After I was baptized, you know how you feel when you come back from a vacation? That's the way I felt, totally refreshed. And I've been that way ever since. I mean, that's what I believe in, and that's why I love Patty.
Okay, again, it's whatever works for you, but yeah, baptism usually is in the age of around 13 where you're supposed to be able to reason for yourself, basically, and you make up your mind what you want to do, what denomination or what section of religion you want to go to, or maybe choose no religion. You know, it's independent for everybody, but know, when you think about it, and as you get older, you start to realize that maybe there is something bigger than us. In more ways than one. But, yeah, good stuff.
And, John, there has to be something of a hierarchy, because we didn't... Who made the first human being? And spontaneous generation and all that, you can't throw a bunch of bricks together and make a building.
Well, it depends on how many times you throw the bricks together. Eventually, you're going to wind up building every structure in the world. But, you know, that's the infinite monkey theory. But, crazy, crazy stuff that goes on out there. And the people are just not behaving themselves. They all want to be taken care of. They love free, free, free. When nothing is free, no matter what it is, it's not free. Somebody has to pay for it. But, you know, you have idiots that think, oh, free is wonderful. Well, it isn't. Free is worth the price.
I'm sure you know the expression, there's no free lunch. None. Have to do something to get something. Both know that. Anyway, you know, while I was in the hospital, Patty did a very nice thing. She gave me a statuette of Jesus. It's sitting on my top of my Palisar antenna tuner. She put up an American flag in here, and she put a large cross.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. That was very nice. Good. Comforting. If that's what works for you, great.
Oh, I think you hit on the right word. It's comforting. Very comforting. Because I know I can always lean on Jesus. He feels the same way. And sometimes when I do something that bothers her, she pray about it. And she's right. Because prayer works. And we always think the same way. But anyway, John, they said my train of thought was broken. No, no, that's my comfort, my belief in God.
Well, then that's what you nurture, if that gives you comfort. And you have to believe in something, and greater power, a God, or whatever, and realize that you can't do it all yourself. Anybody who tells you they can is mistaken, and usually winds up being a very unhappy person. Everybody needs help. They need a pal. They need guidance. I don't care who you are. And sometimes you can help people. And that's, you know, the reciprocity of life.
Of course, John. That's why me and Patty have stayed together. I told him that 5 years ago we met to a mutual friend. We're still together. We love each other very much. And I hope we still stay together for the rest of our lives. But I think we have a lot of same likes and dislikes. Including what's bad, we both like the same brand of cigarettes. It's not good to smoke, but at least we like the same brand.
Well, that's, you know, part of the relationship. Getting along, enjoying the same things. You're going to like different food, but you're going to have food made for you that you like. You know, that's all part of it. You're set. And you're fully developed. You know what's right and wrong, as most people do. You don't need anybody to tell you that you're doing something wrong. There's that little thing in your head that tells you. You know. It's just like when you don't trust somebody. There's usually a reason for it. And first impressions are very important. And you can never make a first impression the second time.
Sorry, folks. You can't use it for a little while. Okay, you too, Jack.
And have fun. All right, Rich. I'll say 73, and I'll talk to you down the line, sir. KC2WGB, clear.
Okay, John. Eric, what did you say? You were muffled. Say again, Eric.
All right. Well, I'll turn it back on in a while. I'm doing stuff. See you later. Okay, you too, Jack.
And to exchange, John.
By the way, Eric, how's your cold? How are you feeling?
It's not a cold, it's severe bronchitis, and I'm feeling somewhat better, but I'm on steroids and a bunch of other things. I should be in bed, but, you know, can't do that now.
Okay, Eric, well, I wish you well. Wesley, pick it up, sir.
NY2HK2, Jeff. NY2HK2, Jeff. NY2HK to adjourn. Come here.
All right, this is NY2H. I'm on 375.
A bit more of a transmission.
Hello, radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I know. I know. It's the phone company. Hello, radio. And my tape's clear.
Wesley, you can talk again. Good, I'm going to shut it off again in a little while, but it'll probably be another 10 or 15 minutes. KG2, Jack.
Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.
John, can Eric take care of that bronchitis? I had that, and it turned into walking pneumonia, as they called it, Matt, to give me further medicine. To take care of that, Eric, very important. Over to you, Eric, and turn it over to John.
N2XJN, KC2WGB. Beautiful. Okay. That's the word for sniper that utilize quantum dot. This can provide professional quality in vivid and various colors and faithfully reproduce wide color palette. Consumes 25% energy less than other monitors, similar characteristics, enhances core elegant design, whatever it is. The technology quantum dot nano crystal produces highly saturated color palette and allows for greater number of mapped colors, over 30% more than traditional screens. I think it that they came out with 4K, which is pretty expensive right now, $1,000, but if you buy a small 15-14-inch, 17-inch, may end up with $500-$400 spending. Now with them moving further. Interesting. Get to it here.
I heard you mentioning some numbers. Sounds like you're talking about a monitor, but I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a Philips new monitor that utilizes quantum dots. N2XGN.
Oh, okay. North America Philips is coming out with that, or it's on the market. Y'all at 4K stuff and 6K. I think 6K is the next step. That's all pretty expensive yet.
K is the next step.
Could you enlighten us in that subject? Because I don't really see if it's 6K, is that dot quantum or quantum dot, or that's the something else. Back to you, Eric.
First of all, quantum dot is a trademark, a trade name. The way it goes is the TV sets that you buy, they're actually UHD. We call them 4K, but they're really not. They're really 3K. A little bit bigger. 4K is actually being used in film, and at the Olympics they're going to be shooting 8K, which will be broadcast in Japan. What they're doing now, what they're calling quantum dots, are essentially the pixels themselves are LEDs. They're really ultraviolet LEDs, exciting and phosphorus.
Done. Eric, how are they making out with those organic LEDs? What's happening with them?
Well, if you've got money in your pocket, you can buy a nice OLED display. They're still a bit expensive.
And what is the benefit? Is it really that much difference?
Yeah, there is, in a lot of ways. Although most people can't see it, if you go back to the days when we had analog television, you watch people watching TV through ghosts and snow, you think they can tell the difference?
I'm one of those people. No, I couldn't tell the difference.
Well, if you ever go into a Best Buy or one of those places, take a look at a 4K display. Your eyes will fall out.
Yeah, I got one local here, not too far away. I'm going to do that.
I have like a 50-inch, and it, you know, but it's an old one. It's like 5-6 years old. But I'm going to do that because I hear people talking about it. It sounds good.
Now, here's the problem. When you get that much resolution, you want a big screen. The size of the screen is usually too big for most people's houses because you need some distance between you and the screen. But I recommend that you go to a big mall and find a Sony store because they have actually better content than Best Buy does. You know, a lot of times they show a 4K, they're actually showing an HD picture on a 4K monitor, which doesn't really give you justice, so to speak. So, there's so many stores around, you know. I know there's one out here in Walt Whitman, there's one in Roosevelt Field. I'm sure at a big mall in Staten Island you'll find a Sony store. Go in there and have a look.
Yeah, I might do that. Their products are usually pretty nice. And they're not really super expensive. They have some decent prices, too. You know, some of these companies that make it, you're right about Best Buy, even their camera selection is lacking. I never go there for cameras. I tried a couple of times. It's got, you know, regular stuff, but nothing really nice.
Best Buy is your worst buy, actually, in terms of pricing. They do a lot of cheating. They advertise really low prices and never have them in stock because they, you know, they play those games. They want to sell you more. And if you are lucky enough to get one at a low price, once you got to wait like 2 or 3 months for them to deliver it. And they don't buy them and stock them. But the point with going to the Sony store is that they've got the UHD players and the UHD content, and you can really see what it does. Actually, if you've got DirecTV, which I doubt you do, their latest player, I think it's next week, they're going to premiere the Ultra High Def channel.
Oh, okay. No, I have Verizon, that Fios stuff. You know, it's all right for what I do, but no, that I don't have.
Oh, they're going to follow suit eventually. Actually, Verizon really wants to get rid of Fios. Actually, the president of Verizon wants to get rid of all the copper, all the fiber, and just stick to cell phones. That's where his energy is. But, that's why there's lots of places where there's no Fios, where they could build, the town wants them to build, but they don't want to spend the money.
You know, it's already filtered down to the techs that come out to do repair. I had a Fios guy here the other day. They do not carry copper on the vehicles anymore. Can you imagine that?
Well, yeah. You know, if you've got a copper line that breaks, they say, well, that's too bad. We're going to give you fiber.
Yeah, well, it comes in fiber into the shack here and then breaks out in copper from the terminator, the exit port. But when I have trouble with there, they don't even have the wire to give me to put in. You know, you got to go out and buy wire. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm going to get it from Fios, or I'm going to get it from Verizon or somebody. But yeah, don't have it on a truck. I was shocked.
They carry coax because the thermal unit has something called a MOCA connector, M-O-C-A. It's the same thing as cable, you know. It's just a piece of RG59, and that hooks up to the modem that you use to get your phone and internet from, and that also goes to their box that gets your television. It's actually multi-mode fiber. It's a couple of different colors. And they have bandwidth limitations, too, so one of the sneaky things that Fios used to never do, which they started doing, is down-resing the bit rates of the TV station so they can pack more stuff in there. And the pictures, if you look at the picture off the air, you look at the picture off a Fios, you watch the one off the air faster than you want and watch the one off the Fios.
Yeah, and they also play with the upload and downloading, and those numbers get reduced. Although they tell you there's specifically this amount of megabits, and it's not. When you question them, you'll notice it'll improve again for a while, but then they slow you down again. It's a game.
That's called throttling. They do that all the time. Unless you pay for, you know, if you're paying for 50, you'll probably get about 35 or 40. It also depends upon the time of day. Or at least they have one advantage over cable. Cable is done in small clusters, although they're changing that. But, you know, they play games. They They don't meter like Comcast does. Comcast is unbelievable. They're the worst of the worst.
Yeah, a few friends in Jersey have Comcast, and they're always complaining about something going wrong, and a lot of the areas don't have Fios, so I guess they fight between the two of them who's going to get what areas. I don't know. Wesley, go ahead, sir. KC2WGB.
That's all about, what's it called? It's all about franchise. You have to get the franchise from the town or the community that you're dealing with. And that's why some places, like where we are here in Selden, there is no fire. So, in other towns, there is no cable. The way it goes. Whoever greases the politician the most.
Yeah, the old grease routine. Oh, what stuff. What a life we live.
Jessica. I'm listening to you guys. Pleasure. I have Fios, but I don't use it. Sold it, and they promised me 100 megabits per second. I heard, so I dedicated. And I found that to be true only on their dial. When you log to their site and you measure the speed, it's correct. But when you get to other sites, twowires.com, whatever, they give you quite lower readings on it. And then the Time Warner came to me and they said, listen, if you stop that BS now, we're going to give you 200 megabits over the cable. I said, what? Yes, we're going to give it to you. And you're going to be kept with the same price, paying probably $67 everything. And with Fios, they were giving me $79 for the internet only, as I don't want TV, plus whatever additional charges, $30. And to exchange.
I'm going to give you one other good little tidbit with Fios. The terminal has a battery in it. Well, after about a year or so, after that, it pretty much dies, the lead acid batteries, because, you don't get power loss in the city that much. But when the power goes out, the battery runs for maybe 5 minutes, and then your phone goes, goodbye.
Yeah, very true. I had my battery go bad twice. But you do get an indicator. It tells you when the battery has to be changed. And, of course, they'll ship you a battery, but they charge you for it. And, I bought it with service, and I thought that meant they'd come and change the battery. They don't do that. Or a remote control goes bad. You send me a remote, you got to pay for that. So it's not all encompassing with that service. They'll mail you a box. They don't send a tech to change it. It's unacceptable to me, but I just do it to get it over with.
Yeah, well, they don't like their customers. What can I tell you? Carry on. Can you do it, Jack?
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eric, for that. Now, AMD. AMD came out with plug-in game on a graphical card. So, if you have a laptop and you won't really have to have a graphical power, your card could connect it, and that port is being called Thunderbolt 3.1, and it is like a USB flash drive, but for external GPUs. Interesting stuff, because it gives portability and performance. So AMD is trying to get to the market back and to HGN.
Oh, there's a million graphics cards out there, and I have a very high-speed graphics card with a tremendous amount of storage. I forget the numbers on it, but it was about $800 just for the card. They're very expensive, but it works beautifully.
The interesting part of it is that you have a computer and you don't have a 4K on it. When you connect to that high-resolution screen, I am assuming that it would be outside screen of the laptop computer. True, that external video card. Now you're getting 4K in full resolution and to achieve.
I don't know anything about laptops. I have old huge towers, billions of things in them. Oh, my God, there's so much stuff in these things. But when I'm doing my graphics or the 3D stuff, it's very fast, and it's beautiful. It does nice graphics. And, of course, I can run four monitors on it. I only run two, but that's a little bit of an advantage. But they had cards equipped at $2,300, all kinds of crazy stuff. These gamers are out of their mind.
Talking about the Snowden, I've got already seven people, from which two of them are from New York, telling me that Windows 10 will free up spy windows everywhere. Every photo that you take goes there, and tracks here.
Okay, I believe that. It's possible. Why not? I have nothing to worry about, though.
Yeah, well, the first one I was questioning is all of the seven people, says, and one of them is Aruna from England, the guy who works with good money, 9,000 euro per month. With networks, and that is what do you think, Wesley? Why do they give those windows for free? And to achieve?
Well, that's not, you know, they don't give anything for free. You pay for it, and that's the cost of Windows 10. If that's what they want to do with it, capable of it, of course. There's so much that we don't know about. They could be doing anything, following every keystroke. Who cares?
Now, while I was on the TechNet, I was looking something, and then I saw the one site that is related to the MOSFET technology. All of a sudden, I've seen on the screen that the memory module, something, whatever, not completed. Then, okay, I left it on it, and then I hear something like very much distorted Wesley. And to actually.
Okay, so you heard somebody say Wesley, and you don't know where it came from?
That is great. I was on that site where at first I logged into it, then there was, the moment I saw that the message in the middle of the screen, standing module, memory module fail, whatever, or cannot be completed. And I'm trying to think whether I clicked on it or not. But that was probably what caused the problem. Then I'm only listening to the technet, and all of a sudden it's like, Wesley. And to exit.
Okay, and then what happened?
Nothing. I switch off the page.
Okay. That's unusual. Never had that happen. But evidently you have some kind of port open that's allowing that, or somebody is interrogating.
Yeah, interesting. Whatever. Interesting to know. I'm not a person trying to participate in any kind of controversial activity. Although that is not necessarily, I'm not necessarily certain. And to actually,
yeah, me either. You know, I'm just I don't care what they listen to. I have nothing objectionable. I don't do anything that should irritate them, and if I do, you know, so what? If you don't like it, don't listen, you know? That's how I look at it. But as long as my computers run, I don't really give a damn what they do.
Right. So look at those monitors, the prices, all of it, and looks like the cheapest one. About 500 bucks. So it's a very small one, screen, computer monitor, and switch.
Well, you heard what Eric said. Don't bother with the small ones. You need really a large one to take the benefit, but you also need a large area to view it. So, And why do you need a monitor like that? You have plenty of monitors. They're sufficient.
That's a good question. Do I need it? Well, I never had one. I want to have some small monitor that is mounted on the tripod. When I'm filming the experiment or I'm filming the processes with the camera, I have this FDR AX100, which is the prosumer camera. So there is nothing above. It's going to be soon, the new model. But I bought it for extremely small price. Now, the problem that I have is that I'm in a distance. I could use remote control to operate it, but that small screen that is on that camera doesn't allow me to really control what's going on. So I thought that I could have an additional tripod and a small screen that is connected to the camera and to a chair.
Oh, okay. You want to use it to monitor your filming of whatever you're doing.
Okay.
I don't know why you need that kind of resolution. A regular monitor would do, and you'd be able to see it. Hey, you want to spend the money? Have fun.
Well, it's a good point, John. I need HDMI. The camera has a mini HDMI to HDMI connection. That's right here.
Well, you can get that connection for any monitor that's out there. And you can, you know, relatively cheap. But, yeah, you gotta buy whatever it throws you.
Just the right point. Why should I spend the money for nonsense?
I mean, you think about it. How often are you gonna use it? You know, not often. You make a film. You just need to look and make sure you're doing a good quality job, which you can do with any monitor. Aspect ratio, things like that you're looking for. I don't think it'd be a problem. But, do what you gotta do.
I was investigating the camera that is built into a bio-based beta imager, and I connected it to the PAL monitor, which is my portable monitor, in the PAL format, and I was able to see beta particles, and I sent you the picture. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw some pictures. I think it was like 3 pictures, and can't tell what it is, but I could see the streaks and what you were looking at, but no information. I mean, you're looking at images generated by beta emission, I guess, and at least you were able to capture the images.
Yeah, right. The detector in that device is a drawer, and right about the drawer, 25 by 25 centimeters, and about 7 to 8 centimeters tall, you have two screens, and there is a charge between those two screens, two grids, 5,000 volts approximately. And when the beta particles comes from the bottom, then in between those two screens, there is a triethanolamine vapor mixed with argon introduced to the space, and that medium is able to ionize the electrons and then create the flashes. And then those flashes are being read by the lens, and it's a very special lens for ultraviolet light, because now we're going to ask, okay, they create a flashes, but the
flashes are on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
There she is. So then that lens is made for ultraviolet light, and then right above that you have image intensifier tube, and then you have from the other side of it the phosphor screen, and another grid, but that grid is just to create a pixel. And then it goes to the CCD camera, and from that goes to the computer graphic, and it gives me a real-time display. Enter a shield.
Yes, I remember you telling me all of that, and that's how you took those pictures. Okay. Sounds like it's got it working somewhat.
Yeah, I found that the camera is okay. I went to the second basement, and I have the same device that I put for $60 or $70. And I open up because I don't want it to open up the working model. And I look at the camera, I made the pictures of it, whatever. I've seen it from inside. I took a look at the grid. Nice, fresh work. For some reason, computer is not able to process it. I did what you suggested me to do. Switch it off, take the card out, put the card in, and see if it works. It does. So I'm able to observe, also to see those pictures right from my portable 7-inch portable monitor, but I'm not able to see it from the program. So then I, for the first time, took those programs that I've got with the device from Drexel, from university, and looked inside. To my surprise, I couldn't believe. French guys are extremely protective. So they have two sets of the programs on it. One is acquisition and the other one is beta imaging. The beta imaging is a beta vision program, and actually what it does, it works on picture. You have a picture, and you could have a picture of yourself, and then we transfer it to the program, and it could do the tricks. Highlight the colors, change the colors, create the shadows, so any kind of tools allowing you to pull out the interesting elements for you. Yes, it's a mess program. You have another program which is a beta acquisition. The beta vision requires the key, software key, which I have. But I have only one, so if I took it on another computer just to see what it is, what can I do with this program? First, I have a 64-bit Windows 7, and 64-bit doesn't work with that program. So that was a failure, but then I took it to XP, and I was able to make those programs installed. So to my surprise, I found that I have another program and another PDF in it that wasn't shown on the original computer, which was PA acquisition. And when I look at the PDF, I found that I have a PDF with the manual for another device that I have from Biospace, which is the micro-imager. The micro-imager doesn't require to have scintillating medium, gas or a scintillating medium. All it does is it does have a carousel, and that on the carousel you have four glasses, Microsoft glasses. You put the specimen into those glasses, then that carousel takes them up with the tube that is installed in it. Of course, you have to close the door next to the camera at the perfect distance from the lens, and shows you the picture of the beta. However, it requires a scintillator, and the scintillator is something that you cover that mice or that rat or that whatever with. thing is that it's so small that the rat wouldn't be able to fit there, or the mice, but a small specimen, like a Coleman chip would be, let me jump. And it loads. So when I was trying to activate the program system, one failure, I switched it off. It didn't require any password whatsoever. I was shocked. So all I needed just to take the other device that was sitting in my office, connected to the with the USB cable, and I have a USB key also in the program, and try to find out if another device starts to work. With the first device, I found out that the program says unable to create temporary files, and temporary files is whatever. So the data files are missing. The guys who were in the university, when they were deleting their own stuff, they deleted necessary files that were used for calibration. So I should have those files. The only thing is that in the CD, they gave me all of the possible programs for two devices. Now I cannot mix one with the other because I'm going to create a jungle. So I have a lot of work right now to do. But there's a chance that I don't have to wait with the second, with the micro imager that I was not using, and I had it for at least 1.5 years and could use it. And 2.5 years.
Okay, well, I guess you'll have to look on that disk and try to organize those files into a portion that's going to work with that equipment and leave the other files out. Poof, that could take you a long time. I guess you can tell by the number of the file, the assignment number. Might tell you which ones are for which instrument.
Yes, that is possible. The only thing is that I have to find out which one works. That's why I didn't try the computer that I have on it, that is working with the Beta Imager 2000, the biggest guy. I was trying on other computers because if I mess up something, I don't lose anything. But I don't want to pay $700,000 for the service call to those guys, French guys. I'm not in university. The other thing is, how much money universities or all of the other entities have to spend service their equipment and to here?
Well, first of all, they get a reduction in price. They don't pay the rate that you would pay. It's a lot cheaper. And, you know, that's why they get rid of the junk stuff, because they don't want to go through that. The newer equipment is a lot friendlier and a lot easier to operate. You know, this is probably on, you know, in the beginning, in the virgin time, they didn't know much about it. Even though it's only, I think you said 5-6 years old. But, you know, you'll get it together and get it working. But, yeah, they pay thousands. But do they pay? No. They're not paying. That's the government paying for all that.
Yeah. The communication that was on the first device, the big guy, was 2008, 2012, 11 and 12. In approximately 2013, they gave up. The device was there not used because there is a history of it. So, they decided to sell. Anyhow, I'm happy. I mean, I can see better. I would love to see the picture completely. So, okay. On the acquisition program, I have two windows. One black window for the camera to see the stuff in the real time, and the other one is the acquisition. And that one is supposed to work as an accumulator. So when you have an XY piece of sheet, and then you say you're dropping betas, you're accumulating betas, with drawing, that you have a crayon drawing where crayon is there, there is a different color, and where there is no crayon, you have white. That's why you have a that shadow picture. Now you can color them if you want to. So that's how the betas accumulated. It simply acts as a beam collector, and then you could see the spinal cord of the mice or whatsoever, or the common tube. Entry.
Well, did you fire up that Coleman tube and put it in there and see what happened, if you had any beta coming out of it or anything?
No, it was just a few days ago, 2 days ago, when I was able for the first time to see betas. And those betas came from the calibration standard. It's not really calibration standard, it's a source, N2XGA.
Okay, well, you got it to work, so I would throw the Coleman tube in there and see what shows up.
Yeah, but volume 133 works pretty well. It's a beta emitter, so I was able to see in different resolution. Also, when I've got a big bottle. I told you about the bottle. You know, 2 weeks ago, I came home, and I had those small bottle thermos when you keep the hot key. It looks like a bottle. It was made, it looks like a bottle. Okay, so I came home and I say to my wife, "I'm going to come back and bring the bottle." Okay, and she's looking at the camera, and then she starts to laugh. Okay, and I'm coming home and she's so... because I brought the bottle, but the bottle with argon. And it was the small size of the bottle, I could put it in my arm. And, yes, so I got it. Then I used it pretty quickly, only finding out that it was the wrong idea because I didn't want it to fight with it. And then when it was Friday I came back, and I said to the guys, "Listen, guys, I put the bottle. How does it work?" They say, "Well, you leave the bottle and we give you another bottle, already full with argon." I said, "No, now I need grade 5, which is the highest grade before the research grade, and that one is expensive. And it's going to be a T size because that's what we have. We don't have a small one." So I say, "Okay, is that because one?" "Yes." "Okay." So, I took the big one, and then I came home, and my wife says, "Oh, you want to bring the bottle?" I say, "I need you to help me to bring the bottle." "Are you so tired?" "Well, what happened is, the tea size of the bottle is 101 kilograms, 147 pounds. Entry-exit.
The large bottles are usually around 200 pounds, something like that. So, okay. And you're saying it's a T like Thomas?
Yeah, T like Thomas. T like Thomas. T size. So it's the largest one. So I've got the largest one. The manual says that the large one supposed to fit me with, serve me with, depends from how often I use it. 2 to 3 months, so it's okay.
Is that one that's about 4.5 feet tall?
No, it's higher. It's taller. I'm 6 feet. I'm 6.7, I believe. So this thing is almost like me.
Oh, okay.
It's extremely heavy. So then I have a Charlie across the street, and he's always sitting on the stairs and looking for a chance to talk to the people, quite drinking the cheap wine every day, and quite annoying person, and he had to see it. The guy in the tie with his wife is trying to use the hatch track to put the bottle, wrap it up with about, and two together are trying to pull it from the car to the door and to exit.
Yeah, on the hand truck. Wow. Okay. And you're going to put that in the basement and run tubing up to the equipment, or you have the equipment downstairs, so you don't have much of a run to do. And that bottle is what, about 10 inches in diameter?
I think it's 17 inches across diameter. Yeah, I already put it. I already connected.
Okay, 17 inches in diameter. Yeah, that is a large one. That's probably around, what is it, they pumped 250 cubic feet into that, I think?
I don't know how many. No, 300 steri.
330 cubic feet?
That's correct.
What's the PSI rating, 3,200 pounds?
Gosh, I don't know. Don't remember.
Well, when you hooked up the gauges, what did they say?
Oh, no, all the gauges, one goes to 200, I believe, and the other gauge is regulated, has two regulators on it. One gives a pressure to the second gauge. The first one shows me the pressure of the bottle. And then I have another one, valve on it, that allows me to fine-tune of the gas that is going to the device and to exhale. And this is 60 PSI.
Okay, and you're saying that the tank pressure is only 200 PSI?
It might be more. Might be more. John, I didn't really notice that. I'm quite new to this stuff, but I promise you I'm going to be good in it.
Good, bad, doesn't matter. As long as it works. Okay, so you got it all hooked up. Very nice.
As always, John, when I touch something at the first time, I'm a complete idiot. And the second time, I'm not bad. The third time, I'm good. And the fourth time, I'm really flying with it. As I said to you many times, my problem is I cannot be the best. At least one thing that I can be the best, and in my life I've never been the best. I was above the average, so that's all I was. And to exhale.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that nonsense about being the best. You know, that's all relative. It doesn't really matter. As long as you can do it and you're good at it, that's all you need.
Yeah, so I was talking to some guys on the forum there was a question about oscillation that are asymmetrical between two MOSFETs and the question was what is really causing this. So I was quickly able to point at the properties of the MOSFET, and I sent the link to the forum, and that guy's really playing over there, let me go. Answered me that he was referring to asymmetry of the signals between two identical MOSFETs, not the asymmetry of the architecture between drains and sources of the MOSFET. And then I responded to that when you do not have a symmetry or paired properties of those MOSFETs, there is a hard to ask for the symmetry in signal. The additional consideration would be the impedance symmetry. The presence of the reactances changes we've not only frequency bought with the circle, the input signal processed independently.